Hello, family. It is Sharon the Don on Instagram, TikTok. I just want to say a huge thank you to Asia and Black for allowing me to come on their podcast and speak. I post astrological content as well as inspirational, motivational, and relatable spiritual content also. So today, I really just wanted to touch on and emphasize the importance of shadow work. The ugly work, the messy work, the deep work, as you could say. So, some tools that I use for shadow work are really just asking myself questions, okay? Whenever we feel in those low moments, there's usually some truths that we have to come to. There's usually some realizations that we need to have, right? So really asking yourself questions. How did I get in this situation? How did I get to this emotional space? What is this situation trying to teach me about myself, okay? Is there any parts of me that's resisting this? Am I perpetuating this experience by not accepting something or resisting it? Because a lot of times, honestly, bro, we really make a lot of our experiences worse by trying to force or trying to control, okay? And we are absolutely creators. That's what we're here for. We are vessels for God, okay? We are co-creators with Source. We are Source. So we can absolutely create the life that we want, but sometimes we get put in certain situations to see how we can handle it. Sometimes we get tested spiritually. Okay, I'm going to put you in a position to where I take your job from you and you have to find another source of income and you only have a few weeks to pay your rent. Are you actually going to trust me? Are you actually going to trust the divine plan playing out for your life? And when we get put in situations like that, a lot of times we can get in fight or flight. We get put in survival mode. Are you going to override your nervous system and bring it back to a place of equilibrium in the time of apparent danger, in the time of fight or flight, in the time of survival? Okay, so we will never go without. We will never, ever go without. We have everything that we need in every single moment. The test is really staying grateful and staying appreciative, especially if we're going through a period of our lives where there's a lot of recalibration happening. You know, one thing that I've noticed that many of us is going through is a shedding phase, you know? Many aspects of our old life is falling away and we're at a place to where we're trying to build our new life and embody our newer visions. But that new life hasn't fully materialized. It hasn't fully manifested. So we're kind of in this in-between phase where we are experiencing we're experiencing a lot of old patterns while also experiencing certain manifestations from our newer visions. So really just trusting is also very important. And I'm going to tie this back into shadow work also, because when we get put in these moments, are you actively trusting? Really, really sit down with yourself and think and really ponder on if you're putting your full trust into the universe. Now, that doesn't mean say, oh, I trust the divine plan and then go off every day and just do bullshit. OK, absolutely have a plan, have a structure, have systems in place to get to where you want to go. And then at the same time, as long as you're working toward the vision, as long as you're embodying the vision, then everything else will fall into place, okay? Then trust is essential. Trusting God, trusting Source, the universe, whatever you want to name it, is absolutely important. Because if you do not trust, it shows a lack of embodiment, okay? So, shadow work, trust, and really just being present with the season of life that you're in now, that will help you out so much. Because like I said, we are all in a shedding phase. We are all in a phase where we're embodying more of our higher versions. And staying consistent and trusting that will yield you great benefits. So, I don't want to go on for too long. This is already about 6 minutes. Thank you, Asia. Thank you, Black, for allowing me on your podcast once again. I'm pretty sure they're going to throw my links in the description. But if not, like I said, my name is Sharon Nadon on every platform. Sharon Nadon. I do astrology readings. I do coaching calls. I have elemental ebooks out. So there's a lot of great services that I offer. But in the meantime, thank you. And I hope that you took some piece of value from this podcast episode.